Perhaps the most important thing to emphasize about this structure is that it consists of a single strand of DNA with no twists. If there was actually a way to pull on the two ends of this long, enormous strand, in principle, all the DNA would come out effortlessly, with no tangles, no twists, no knots, and no strand breakage. In stark and terrible contrast, the currently widely accepted double helix-based model of chromosome structure calls for an average of 13 million Watson-Crick twists per chromosome for each of the 46 chromosomes of the human cell. All this twisted DNA is then proposed to be further twisted, about 1,500,000 times per chromosome, around a vast array of histone octamers, a twist upon a twist, as it were. Many authors assume further that this frightfully twisted nightmare structure is then twisted yet a third time to give not a 700 nanometer fold, but a 700 nanometer additional helical twist. Even if it was remotely possible that such an impenetrable jungle of topological horrors could ever unwind, it is a known but inexplicably ignored fact that the amount of topoisomerase in a cell is woefully insufficient to get the job done in the time available for cell division. Even if the job was possible, which it isn't. What we are proposing, therefore, is a structure with many desirable characteristics. It fits the chemistry. It accords well with the known size of metaphase chromosomes, and it allows for topologically trouble-free DNA replication.